The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Transitioning young people.
Come on.
Want to become a woman? Daddy.
Let's go.
Cut everything off immediately.
Common sense and logic.
She was 12, I was 30.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Wool Normuth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 2800 and 70 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in this realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustles, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you be. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Friday night Fefcast. It's your boy Papa Swolio. Come one, come all. Drop in the comments down below, what are you smashing today? Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, wherever you are watching, and of course leave a 5-star review if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It is a Friday night man stream. And of course, at the end of today's episode, we have an amazing overtime segment. I know, I know, I know. America, overtime, yeah! Which is exclusive for members. Join us over at SoulNormousX.com. We also have a brand new Driving While Gaining, which is going to be absolutely lit, I promise you, like it is all the time. So make sure you check us out over there at SoulNormousX.com. And of course, not only will you get access to all the private live streams, we had a roundtable last night, which is available now in Swole TV, 2-hour conversation with myself and the Swole fam, but you also get access to all the private live streams like Overtime, exclusive Driving While Gaining releases, and that's every single Friday. So make sure you check out all the programs, yoga, meditation, masterclasses, everything, SwoleNormousX.com. That being said, are you ready, beaches? Let's get into today's episode. Make sure you hit that fucking like button. Let's go, fam, and summon the Falcon. Let's get today's party started. Falcon. She nailed it. All right, fam. Hashtag FEF for a chance to win today's Swole card. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. And of course, FEF means Fuck 'em Friday. So for those of you that are like, what in the hell is FEF? FEF is a day that we delete, unfollow, we unfriend, we unsubscribe, we block out all the noise. We get rid of all the shit that is clogging up our phones. You know, the cell phone, it's what you use for everything, pretty much. I mean, especially communication. A lot of you don't even have a home phone anymore. I don't. Most people don't. This is how you communicate, send emails. This is how you buy things. This is what you're using. Make sure you take the time to clean that shit out. Get rid of contacts, right? People that you don't talk to anymore. You don't call, you don't text. Delete people from your life, whether it's physical or just communication-wise. People that don't add to your life, that are not working to improve themselves, you know. You'll know when you see it. And as you get more advanced in your feffery, I will call it, you will realize that there is an addiction there. You start realizing how amazing it is to not gum up your system. Think about how a brand new car drives and think about a car that has never gotten the oil changed in 30,000 miles. It's the same car. It's not going to drive well. All right. You're going to start having issues. If you don't monitor and maintain your life, your body, you get stiff. You start having injuries. You don't eat right. You might have diseases, and you might have, you know, brain dysfunction and Alzheimer's and all these different things that are, yes, genetics play a role, but also your lifestyle habits play an even larger one in most cases. So make sure you take out the trash, take out that pillar number one community trash, take out that environmental trash. And this is something that you should be doing all the time, but this is a reminder to take out that trash and just start with your phone. Start with your phone and people that you do not want to spend time with anymore, that you shouldn't be spending time with. And ask yourself this question, and we'll end it with this. Are you, or I should rephrase it, is that person improving your life? And be honest with yourself. Is that person improving your life? And if not, get rid of them. Get rid of them. It's like an elimination diet. If it's a family member, I understand. Sometimes family members should be, get the fuck out. I'm not saying to go and delete your mom just because, but you know what I'm saying. You really need to prioritize your, what takes your attention. All right, let's get into today's episode. I promise you, it will change your life. It will. And if you have feffed anyone, or are planning on feffing someone, or have a feff experience, if you have a feff story you'd like to share, drop that in the comments down below. Now let's moisturize and get right up on that tip. Pooah. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. Cerny says family members can be the worst. Oh, they certainly can. They certainly can. You can't pick whom your family is, but you can certainly spend, you know, you can definitely control how you interact with them. And everyone's relationships are different. I'm not saying just because you don't interact often that you hate the person. That's not true. A lot of my closest friends and people that I'm close to and I really interact well with that are close to me in life, we don't talk all the time. I'm not up people's asses. I'm doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about my relationships, is that I'll see someone and it kind of just picks up right where it left off. There's no break because people are busy. They're doing shit. Not every friendship is going to be the kind of up each other's ass friendship, nor should it. You don't want any codependence. You want to make sure that you have your own path. You're pursuing your own individual growth and you're really becoming whom you are meant to be, not what anyone else. So you're busy. And usually if you surround yourself with like-minded people, they're busy too. They're busy focusing on what they need to focus on in their life. They wish the best for you. You wish the best for them. You connect when you need to for advice or just for a recap and to, you know, just to be around each other. But you're doing your own stuff. All right, let's get into the first Swole Fan Post.
What's in the box?
Chilling on a Friday. Remember, we have overtime right after. First post is from Ana Luisa. She says, hi, fam. So I've been consistently working out in the mornings between 4 and 5:30 a.m. and I feel like a million bucks, LOL. I think it's just the fact that I'm actually doing it that gives me a sense of pride. I started at the beginning of March. Even my husband is surprised. Just a little upgrade on my journey. Absolutely. Good for you. A little update. Good for you. The beginning of March. Okie dokie. It's only halfway through March. Don't get too confident. I'm just saying, whenever I see a story like this, don't get cocky. It's not like this is who you are already and you can fall off any moment. So remember that voice on your shoulder. They might be quiet for the first week or two. You all know what I'm talking about. They might be quiet for a couple days, but they're there. They're there. So just make sure that you do not let your foot up off the gas. Don't get cocky. All right. We have an awesome flexing pick from our very own Leslie. Maximum swole, upper pull done. My arm's about to fall off. Let's get those fucking gains. Yeah, got the Forrest Pump tank. I love it. Look at the same flexing pose as Forrest Pump. That's epic. And we have a post here from Jen. Jen says, happy Thursday, fam. Obviously, that was yesterday, but it's all good. Just checking in as we start heading into the weekend. I've made a promise to myself to stick to building my routine again, and so far, so good. No one will ever stand in my way again. Week two is at its tail end, and I'm feeling so much better. We still aren't home, but I remembered I hit a kettlebell at my parents' house. It's like Easter without the BS candy. And I've been putting in work here while I'm here trying to figure out what's going on with my daughter's health and life. And in between all that, after 5 months off, I also went back to jiu-jitsu on Monday. Good for you. 4 days of training on top of the 30-minute swollen seven sessions, and I'm feeling so much better mentally. Things are still hectic, but the minute I feel it getting bad, I focus on something positive for myself that I can control. And it's helping me not lose my shit. We all get that. Nutrition is back on point because I've been planning out my meals and sticking it through. The kids are loving every minute of it. They're huge meat eaters like I am, so it's been like Christmas for them indulging in all the protein this week. I hope you are all living up to your goals for the week and smashing everything that comes along your way. Thank you guys for always being here for me. I have missed the fam being part of my daily routine, and I'm so happy to be back taking care of myself more from here on out. Fire. Excellent. Love this post, Jen. Love it. Sounds so good. It's usually the darkest. The night is darkest before the dawn. It's coldest right before dawn. Fam, this is what you have to do. Just have to keep on adapting and getting back on the fucking pony. You know, the more you practice and the better that you get at things, there's still going to be shit that happens, but you become more malleable and more able to adapt. So these things falling off the wagon, so to speak, happens less. But things are still going to come up where you have to make hard pivots and just use these things as lessons in order to build those skills to minimize future wavering. Good for you. Good for you, Jen. Love it. All right, let's get into an email, and we'll move into some questions, and then we will move on to some balls deep and then overtime. Fam, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. I know you love the show, but if you want more knowledge cock, have no fear. I've been slinging it all through the interwebs for years, and now I'm destroying your inbox. So if your box is a little bit stretched out, tired of all the spam and promotions, you just don't feel an email coming in anymore, don't worry. You just need my knowledge cock in your inbox. I will stretch you out. I'll make you feel brand new. Get some email inbox rejuvenation. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Get filled up today. All right. The greatest email list in the realm. First one is from Simon. Simon. Very cool. Very cool name. Responding to the how to build discipline email. And Simon says, taking care of myself 4 years and counting, lifting weights and working out. Progress ain't always what I wish it was, but there's a lifetime commitment, not a one night stand. I like that. I like that. Good call. I agree. We also have one from Joanne responding to what I think about CrossFit. So I sent an email the other day about what I think about CrossFit or something along those lines. Obviously, that was the title of the email. Joanne says, there has never been anything appealing about flogging myself to the point of exhaustion and or injury for the outcome of having or being better at exercise. Having said that, I have pushed myself in that manner for certain martial arts gradings, but the goal was to obtain more than exercise experience, and I do not train in this manner anymore. We are only given one body to live this life in, and while pushing ourselves physically and mentally is important, it should not be to the detriment or possible detriment to our health. No CrossFit for me. Thank you. So we've talked about this CrossFit stuff over and over again, and I've answered many questions on it. I'm sure it'll come up again, like it did right now, based on that email. But yeah, it's really, I think in this email, I think Joanne would agree, and it's something I talk about all the time, is the risk reward. So it's like the intensity and fatigue. It's the overload and fatigue. It's risk reward. That's what's really important. We always talk about intensity of training. How close to failure should you go? How heavy? What should the reps look like? And you know, what I've been preaching is that you should train hard, but you have to be careful of the volume. You want to train with intensity, but you got to be careful of the volume and that you have to recover, right? So if you train hard, you have to recover harder. You got to focus on recovery. Everything should be the base and the fundamental of recovery. That's why we always, mobility is huge. That's pillar number 5. You can go to swollenarmsx.com if you want to download your free copy of the 7 Pillars ebook, but it's what we talk about all the time. And that's pillar number 5. So it's mobility. Pillar number 4 is recovery. So it really comes down to risk and reward. And we talk about that with reps and things to failure. The harder you train, the more to failure you get. Is that extra rep going to give you the reward, or is it better off saving on the fatigue and leaving a rep or two in the tank? You know, there's all different applications. So with CrossFit, what's the risk and is the reward worth the risk? And oftentimes, in my opinion, it sure as hell not. There's so many ways to train hard with much less risk of injury. Now, you might say, Papa, the more you risk, the greater the reward potential. Not always. Not always. You could do, not with training, a higher risk, doing stupid weight that you can't handle, doing an exercise that, doing an overhead press standing on a balance ball, like these circus workout videos you saw online like several years ago. I don't know if they're not as popular anymore. People doing push-ups and stuff on plates. You know, I'm sure there's a section of the internet that still has it, but you guys know I was doing drive mall gainings and stuff on that back in like 2018 and 2019. That was like really popular then, to do all this circus fitness stuff. And that's a high risk, but the reward isn't there. You're not going to build more muscle doing that. Quite the opposite. You can't overload in the same way. And the risk is much greater of spraining your ankle or falling or dropping the weight on your fucking head. So again, I like that response from Joanne, but it pretty much is a risk reward. More risk doesn't necessarily mean more reward. Now, if you buy you do a no name investment and there's a fringe outsized chance that it's going to be successful, that's a very high risk. You know, whether it's a company or a stock or, you know, anything, any kind of investment. It's a high risk, but the reward is tremendous, but the risk is high that you're going to lose everything. And most of the time you would, but with exercise, the greater the risk doesn't equate a greater reward. It's almost the opposite in many ways. Okay. Those are the responses. We had 2 for today. All right. So if you want to get on the email list, go to makeemailswollenagain.com. Fam, we are moving into some knowledge cock. Let's get into it. Hit it. Take a hike, Blue Steel. All right, let's get into some questions. If you have a live question, go to drop the question in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. And if you want to call into the show, that's what I was going to say, go to askpapaswolio.com. That's askpapaswolio.com to call into the show. If you want to drop a question in the comments, drop it with hashtag Ask Papa Solio. Okie dokie. Let's see. First one, let's take one from Instagram. If you have a live question, again, hashtag APS from Albert Northard. Papa Swolio, do you have a favorite food for bulking? Do I have a favorite food for bulking? Beef, steak. I mean, it's the same stuff I already eat. It's just more of it. So if I wasn't trying to bulk, I would have maybe, if I have a protein, if I put some protein powder, I'll have less. I might not try to have 250-gram shakes in a day. I might have one. I would just eat less of what I'm doing, but I would still focus on protein. So whether or not I'm trying to gain, and right now I still am, I feel like I'm not sure if I'm kind of coming to the end of a bulk. I'm just kind of going through my quad. I was training really hard. I think maybe my volume was too high. Surprisingly, it's amazing. Like, is it possible that I still am doing too much volume? Is it possible? 'Cause I'm not doing many sets. So I'm thinking maybe I'll adjust a little bit. I guess I could, I don't want to adjust the intensity. I love training towards failure and stuff. So anyway, currently I'm eating, focusing on protein either way. And then it's just more, either maybe a little bit extra protein or a little bit extra fat, a little bit extra calories. But if you are putting on size, you're putting on muscle, expect to put on, you're not going to be as lean as you were when you're not. That's just nonsense. People are trying to stay ripped naturally. They're not taking steroids and stuff. People are trying to take, they're trying to stay ripped and bulk. This is why you're not going to bulk. You're just going to stay maybe muscular, but lean. Maybe you'll just kind of maintain and spin your wheels. You have to eat. It's so hard to eat a lot of food. You got to be so consistent. All right, let's see. Rodrigo Palaciosum. Or Palacio SM, whatever. Papa Solio, do you have any cheat meals / days in your regime? What are your thoughts about these? Said this many times, I don't need a cheat day or a cheat meal. I'll eat what I want when I want to, and I don't want to eat a lot of, I don't want to eat shit. Will I try something if Mama Solio wants to make something and add in a couple vegetables or chop something up? Maybe I might consider trying it and see how I feel. But I really just stick to, and I'm talking about vegetables as if they're a poison. And for me, a lot of times, like, they are. I don't find I'm not missing anything when I'm not eating most of these green substances. Fucking plants in the ground. Break. But when it comes to cheat meals, no, I'm not eating shit. I'm full. I get satisfied. I'm not hungry for more stuff. Mama Solio cooked up some tenderloins, like chopped up, and I'm just going to pound it. It's right there on the counter. After you finish up, I'm going to house. I'm just going to eat it until I feel like I can't stuff anymore. And then maybe after, maybe I have a little bit of watermelon or something. I don't feel the need to cheat. It's been so long since I felt the need to eat shit. A little bit throws you off a lot. One meal, one day. One meal is a day. You're eating shit on a day. And when people realize how many side effects bad food can have with your gut biome, with your skin quality, your sleep quality, your joint health, just if you're eating something that's shitty for you and your body doesn't react well to, you can have a lot of problems. One day can turn into three or four easily. People can break out with like eczema and psoriasis and migraines and joint pain and feeling sluggish. And that might affect two or three workouts in the next few days. I'm not saying, I mean, if you know you're eating, if you know something fucks you up and you're eating it, that's just retarded. But if you are maybe testing something out and it fucks you up, just understand that that's the possibility. If you're just kind of, you know, curious about something that you eliminated a long time ago, elimination diet, and you add it back in, it can really jack you up. You don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Maybe you have a little small quantity. You don't really notice it. Okay. Maybe you have that now and again. Maybe it's something that you mix in now and again. Again, it's your life. If you feel no issues and everything is fine, just be aware that you're throwing in variables. And I think the more you logically realize and test these things and experience what it's like to actually eat nutrient-dense food, you will just navigate that way. You just navigate that way. I just don't feel like eating shit. I don't want to eat stuff that's designed to poison me. I don't. I'm full. I don't need to get that mouth pleasure. If I want something sweet, I'll eat some fruit. What the fuck else do you need? I don't need candy. I don't need Gatorade. I don't need liquid sugar. I just fucking want fruit. You're getting plenty of fruit. You're getting delicious, delicious yum-yums from fruit. I don't need candy. I don't need soda. Ice cream? Sure, I'll take this fucking high quality, like grass-fed raw cream, and I'll have some frozen mango, and if I want to blend it up, I can. I'll put the cream on the mango, and I'll put some salt over it, and maybe I'll drizzle a little raw honey or, you know, fresh maple syrup or something, and that's it. Yeah, it's more sugar, but if you're lifting hard and you're bulky, you know, if you feel great once in a while, that's going to be fine. It's just cream and fruit. Shit. What else do you need? What do people really need? Salt? I put so much salt in everything. I don't have that kind of need for... just a little bit of a rant there, but... I just can't really explain this to people that don't understand. If you've done an elimination diet and you're eating a lot of... look, if you're training hard, lifting heavy, I'm not telling you you have to do things exactly the way I do, but I'm just telling everyone that when I started really focusing on getting sun, when I really started focusing on eating just meat and steak as the foundation, liver, eggs, fruit, maybe I get tons of sun. I'm exercising, sauna, cold plunge. Like I'll do that stuff like more intermittently. I haven't done in a couple days. I cycle through, I'll get back into the flow again, but sun, exercise, meat, doing all those things, you just feel so much better when you're not, when you don't subject your body and your taste buds to constant, the equivalent of eye fucking, just nonsensical circus. If you don't treat your taste buds like a circus, you just get full, you get satiated. Your hormones will just be much more consistent. You just get full. You're hungry and then you're full. Everyone has these cravings and shit. You just haven't gotten rid of those addictions yet. Don't forget, you remember these foods, you remember these tastes. Once you're exposed to these things as kids, it's hardwired. You're like, oh, that exists. I want that again. Things don't compare quite as, you know, they don't really, you have to undo, you have to unlearn and unprogram and deprogram. Cara Alexis, how many children do you want? Ooh. I'm not playing that game. I'm not playing that game. I'm not setting myself up for anything. I don't want to say we only want one and then we have triplets or something. Like I want four and then we only have one or two. You know, it's going to be what it will be. I don't think that's a creepy question. I don't think it's a creepy question. So what will be, will be. What I want is kind of irrelevant, isn't it? Especially when it comes to that. So we'll see what happens. I appreciate the question, but hopefully you appreciate the answer also. Pedro, pick number three, my lord. Pedro's like, when someone asks Pedro, how many kids do you want? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to pick a number. All right. Joachim R or Io Joachim? Creatine, yes or no? Yes. Thank you for the question. Thank you for the thank you for the option. Yes. All right. La Lanera or Lionera 12. If it's an Elie. How do I approach my gum crush? I'm just going to read it as it's written. How do I approach to my gum crush? How do I approach my gym crush? We've been smiling for months. Haha, I said hi once. And you are a... How do I approach my gym crush? We've been smiling for months and I said hi once. you're a female, and from your blurry avatar, I don't know, you look pretty and attractive. I don't think there's going to be a problem there. Are you a female? Oh, you'll be good. How do you approach? Walk over and say words. That's cute. Ladies have it easy. Dude would be like, yeah, awesome. So I guess there's a ton of ways to do it. I'm assuming you're a female. So you just say hi. You'll be fine. Send him some feet pics or something like that. No, when you're a female, God, you got it easy with that. Because it's more rare for that to happen. But just say hi, be friendly. You've been smiling for months and you said hi once. I would just start off like you're in the same area, you're using a similar machine, and you just say like, hi, and be like, oh, what's your name? And then you'll introduce and you can talk and just be friendly and just be friendly. You know, I think the dude needs to, it depends. Maybe he's in a relationship. You've been seeing each other smiling for months. Doesn't mean that he's available. I'm assuming you've probably looked and seen if he had a ring on and stuff like that. You're a woman. So I'm sure that was like within the first 8 seconds, but some people might not wear those things when they train. Yeah. Just be friendly. Be friendly. He'll approach you or just put yourself in that situation. A lot of people don't realize, especially nowadays, sometimes you can't tell when someone wants to be approached, especially in a gym, right? You see all these videos online, like don't approach a woman, don't interrupt. You know, people are there to train. But again, if someone has their hat on, let's say a girl's at the gym, hat down low, big old, I don't know, ear, those, you know, like this, I can't stand these. I don't know how the fuck people wear the headset things in the gym. My God, you constantly just have like breaking out like pimples and shit all around. Like who wants to sweat with headphones on? I don't understand over the ear headphones in general, like on your head when you're lifting weights. I know people do that. I don't get it. But anyway, if you're a girl, right? And there's a lot of, you know, hot girls at gyms that do this, like hat down low, big earmuff headphones on, you know, head down, never make eye contact. Just, it is what it is. Maybe if you run in the parking lot or something, some people just don't want to be approached. But if you're smiling and looking and being open to conversation and put yourself in a situation, yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. As long as you're giving opportunities and making eye contact and smiling, just got to be near the person. They might not walk all the way over, but you're like, I know we've been smiling and saying, I'm, you know, so-and-so. You'll be fine. You said hi once, you can do it again. The Stanley mugs of headphones at the gym. What is with Stanley mugs? Can anyone explain why Stanley mugs are a thing? They're just like Yeti coolers or, I mean, what's with this whole? What's with that shit? All right. Let's see. What's in Swolio's cup right now? Vegan Tears. Literally. That's why I got the Vegan Tears mug. So Vegan Tears right now. Usually Vegan Tears. Any questions at the buzzer? No? All right. Let's go. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Okie dokie.
That's deep.
All right, fam, we are going BD. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure you switch on over to Rumble. That way we can let you in all the secrets. So go to rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Full episodes exclusively on Rumble. And then, of course, we're going private only for the Swole fam inside the Daily Swole Telegram chat for overtime right after. All right. So if you are on YouTube, rumble.com/TheDailySwole, and we'll see you tomorrow for 2871. All right. Let's get into some more juice. All right. Overtime's about to get down, but let's get into some balls deep-ish here. What do we got here? Fam, pick a number 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2.
What's in the box?
1, 2, or 3. What's it going to be? 1, 2, or 3. What's it going to be? Number 1, number 2, or number 3. I'm just pulling up, reloading my X account here. Maybe we'll do some more of those stories tomorrow. Probably do some more of those stories tomorrow. I think I shared a lot. I think we're just going to do these videos today, and then we'll get into tomorrow's episode. Yeah. Yeah, we'll let that poll finish up. Okay. So let's go with, let's see. Oh, my goodness. Let's go with El Pedro Superman numero uno. This one's called Bulletproof Fatty. Pedro.
What's in the box?
Let me know how the corner feels. Let me know if you're a little bit chilly.
What is a bulletproof fatty? Well, it's a new term that I myself just learned from this book right here by Jess Baker.
I'm pausing it. You know why I'm pausing it? Do you guys know why I'm pausing it? All right, I'll tell you why I'm pausing it. I'm pausing it because the book she's holding up, or the image, or her hand and the image over her hand, it says Land Whale. Land Whale. The book is called Land Whale. So she's talking about how she's a bulletproof fatty, and she learned it from a woman who wrote a book called Land Whale. Land Whale. Land Whale.
From this book right here by Jess Baker. Definitely go read that. But basically, it's a new trope slash category that we put fat people in. And even that fat people put fat people in. It's where we see these badass fat content creators or people just living their life, and we make it seem that they're invincible. They give zero F's. They don't have the self-doubt that we have.
Right.
They are bulletproof. But in reality...
Pause. They're not bulletproof. They're just delusional. Yeah, look, they don't have all the same worries and fears. Of course they do. Of course they cry themselves to sleep and they hate the way they look. They have to lie to themselves and grift on social media and pretend like they don't care. Because the only way you know them is from videos, and they can be happy and smiley in the videos, turn off the camera, and go back and hate themselves. At least they're getting paid for it. It's a fucking grift, and it's gross. You're bulletproof. They're bulletproof because they just don't care about their diabetes. You think trashing your body and just not giving a fuck, that makes you bulletproof? That makes you sick and diseased. That's what it does.
No one's bulletproof. We're all human. We all have insecurities. We have good days and bad days and in-between days. But
I don't think she understands what bulletproof means. I do not think.
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think.
I don't
it
think
means.
You understand the use of the term bulletproof. Okay.
For fat content creators, it can be hard to show those days. We don't want to put our self-doubt onto however many people are watching the video.
We don't want to make content that's actually authentic. We hate ourselves. So we're not going to show us hating ourselves online, because then the grift would collapse.
But the truth is, by having these conversations, we're being real. Life isn't easy, and living in a fat body isn't easy.
So get out of the fat body. Stop eating cake. Go to the fucking gym. Let's go. Then you won't have the problem. Oh, wait. You like having the problem, because then you can be a fat creator.
Meh. At least for my platform, I hope to show you the good days and the bad days.
It's a reinforced
platform.
Today's
where I'm all dressed up and I feel confident and amazing. And the days like this where I'm laying in bed, I have zits and redness and I'm just here.
Not healthy.
Oh, and pink eye. Because those are all part of who I am and part of my journey. And also, I enjoy making content about other things besides being fat. So I hope you'll join me and also give yourself some grace to just be the best you that you can be today. And if that's the you that can only sit in bed to make it through the next 24 hours, then that's okay.
a huge bitch.
Okay. All right.
No medication except my fucking antidepressants.
That was exhausting. Pink eye. Who gets pink eye anymore? I haven't heard about pink eye in, I don't know. When's the last time you heard about pink eye? Like someone getting it. I'm not talking about online or you saw in a movie. When's the last time anyone you know has gotten pink eye? And I'm not saying you don't get it. I know it's. Just curious. When's the last time that happened? I'm thinking on Rumble that you should be muted if you go to the corner. So if you choose poorly, you go to the corner, but you should be muted. So I can mute someone for 5 minutes. I can mute Pedro for 5 minutes. Jen says my dirty sister-in-law and her four kids just had pink eye last week. What, all of them? Well, I guess kids, because they like scratch their asshole and like rub their eyes. And then you put your kids to bed and like your kids like coughing in your mouth and like rubbing his eye and then touching your face. Yeah, but okay. Well, So maybe like anyone that doesn't have children. Yeah, I'm sure it's something. It sounds like it's very common for kids. Yeah, and very contagious. Then the parents can get it. Well, how about anyone that doesn't have kids? How about that? All right, whatever. Let's move on. Pedro, stay in the corner until you're told otherwise. All right, let's pick a number. One or two. Pick a number. One or two. What's it going to be? One or two. Uno o dos. Danielle says, hubby has a bad case of brown eye. All right, so we got different color. Well, we all got one of those. Let's see here. Okay. Let's go with Jen, number two, because of, you know, let's pour one out for her sister and all her kids and all their poop eyes. All right. The Whispering Eye. What a great movie. Role Models, such a good movie. Okay. This one's called Thin Privilege. This one is from Jen, sponsored by Jen.
Thing that I can never comprehend is that people that are thin say that skinny privilege is not real.
I don't know if we can finish this one. Whenever someone records a video, I keep, like, right now, all I can hear in the back of my head, I need to get that sound, but it's The Life of Brian. Speak up! Yelling from the crowd. Speak up! Okay. Let's see here.
How shall we fuck off, O Lord?
Speak up!
Let's see if we can make it through a little bit more.
Someone who has gained and lost 70 pounds 3 times, let me tell you, it is real and it is very dehumanizing to be treated drastically different based on your body size. If you have never been bigger and someone is telling you how they feel and how they get treated differently than you do, just empathize with them and listen instead of telling them that that's not
go
true.
Fuck it's yourself
in so many different ways. Even in the healthcare system, people are denied proper treatment and just
what is the best move to silence a woman?
Okay, there was absolutely nothing there. Fam, I'm sorry we wasted. I tried to cut it off, but it was, there wasn't much left, so. I could have done more. Couldn't make it in time. All right. Well, it's okay. We have overtime coming up in just a few moments, so it doesn't matter. We're going to cut right now to a throwback in place of that. But let's do, before we, because we're not going to do, we'll do the swole card. Let's watch this one. Let's watch Face Transformation, and then we'll do a throwback. All right, Pedro and Pedro and Jen, you can come out of the corner now.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
All right, this one's called Face Transformation, and then we'll do a throwback and jump into overtime. How it started, 108.5 kilograms. Woo! Juicy. That's juicy. What is that like? It's like a deuce and a quarter? Face transfer. 102.5. That chin. Whoa. Whoa. 69 kilograms.
I got it.
You got it, girl. Good for you. Good for you. I don't know the time frames and all that. So let's do the math there. Let's do it for Americans who don't give a shit about all your kilograms out there. Can someone do the freedom conversion? And just take these numbers and multiply it by 2.2. Give me a freedom conversion on 108.5 and a freedom conversion on 69 kilograms. Let's do that. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So we got 69. That's 40. So 40 kilograms, that's what, about like 96 pounds or something like that. I got better at kilograms when I started using kettlebells. She's now 151 pounds. Sweet. So she lost like 70 pounds or something like that. 108 is around 240-ish. So she lost even more. She lost like 90 pounds. 69, dude. Yeah, that's dope. Good for you. Good for you. I like the transition. I like how it wasn't just the beginning to the end. Very realistic, you can see. But for example, like 108 to 102, that's like 14 pounds. And then 102 to 99, that's like another 6 pounds or so. 94, that's another like 10, 12 pounds. Good for you. Good for you. That's fucking dope. Hey, it's possible, fam. It's possible. Nothing to it but to do it. All right, let's do a throwback. Let's do this one. Aetherian? Let's do this one. Throwback and then Swole Card and then overtime.
Aetherian, does being Aetherian affect your gender?
The fuck does that mean?
Is someone who identifies as a non-human earthen animal, either spiritually or psychologically.
Bro.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I personally think it can. I think it absolutely can.
Of course you do.
For me personally, my stereotypes have specific genders.
That doesn't make sense.
Can we make it back? Are we done? Are we just fucked as a society?
We're so insanity.
It's such a small fraction of the population. But here's the thing. Then you have a community of these people that kind of like, it snowballs, right? Someone's like, I can be a fox. Oh my God, my stereotype has a gender.
For me personally, my wolf stereotype is masculine.
Oh yeah, I bet.
This makes me really pro-abortion way after the point of birth. Like we're talking maybe pro-abortion 30, 35 years. She obviously had some kind of trauma she's not addressing.
Let's see. What's 30 years? Hold on a second. Let me just, my phone. Let's see here. 30 years times 12. Yeah, I'm pro-abortion up to about 360 months after birth. So definitely pro-choice up to 360 months. Up to the point of birth to about 360 months. I'm open to it. Oh, man. Just remember, right? You're like 29. You're just like 29 years old. And it's like, nah, you're just not doing it. You're not making it. See this tweet? They do, you know, you're just, I mean, that's essentially what nightmare dystopian society is. Like, yeah, you're done. 29? Nah, you didn't make it. You didn't make it. Pro-abortion. 360 months. I'm going to run in that ticket. A steak on every plate. Gym membership for everyone. Papa Solio 2024. Pro-abortion up to 360 months. Let's fucking go. I am so... just Mad Max. Just fuck it. All right. Or we'll just Thanos the babies. We'll just Thanos, like, we'll just thin them out. Just random lottery ticket into the river with you. Nah, I wouldn't throw babies in the river. Quite the opposite. But if you're an insane person, to the river with ye. You had me at steak. Forget all that shit. Forget the genocide. Steak for everyone. Let's just do steak. Steak. Hey, like we always say, you know, it's the people that are sterilizing their kids and the people that are aborting their kids. I mean, they're the insane ones for the most part. So, you know, if you want to be a Therian, if you want to be a wolf person, you're probably not going to have human babies if you're a werewolf person. So you're just going to be insane and pee in a cat box. Not that wolves pee in cat boxes, right? If I think I'm a cat and you pee in a cat box. Okay, well, piss in a cat box and eventually you'll die because you're not a cat and you'll just die eventually. And then your genes won't be passed on. So I don't think it's a loss for society. We would just like to save these people from going mentally insane before they actually do, because then it becomes a burden for society. You know, we have to deal with this shit. It makes the fucking apps, it makes these videos that we have on the interwebs just absolutely mind numbing. Ah, all right. So fam, that was that. And this is the swole card. Hashtag feff. Just like you should be not feffing. Not feffing a steak. You should be feffing. I like that. Feffing all the tater tot genders. Yeah. All right. Hashtag feff. Drop in the comments down below. You've seen a furry in person TCAP. Oh boy. Falcon, kick us off. Let's give away the swole card and then we'll go into OT. Here we go. Hashtag feff beaches. Thank you, Freddy. Muchísimas gracias, Francois. Two different languages. It's all good. All right. We got a winner today. The winner of the Feth card on Roomblay is Diesel D. Jeezy.
Congratulations.
Hashtag Feth. Diesel says, I just learned about Stanley Muggs the other day, and I thought the person was telling me what was talking about hockey. Ha. Hashtag F-E-F. Fuck 'em Friday. Congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2870 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you this swole card. Congratulations, Diesel. Let's nut this beesh and let's fucking go into
finish him.
Oh no. It is too late. It is time for overtime. Beaches, head on over to the Daily Swole Telegram chat. That is about all for us today. It is time for the Swole fam and myself to go into overtime. We got a couple brand new Balls Deep edits, a throwback Drive While Gaining, and of course a brand new featured Driving While Gaining, and it all starts in 2 minutes once we switch over. So head on into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Links on your homepage. If you're a member, just log into your account. Beaches, thanks for being here, and we'll be back tomorrow for 2871 for Swole Sut Saturday. Overtime starts right now. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, ya boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 oh.